XS, your favorite, who's what's going on? It's your boy Mlam YouTube, and welcome back to Malome's mic. And guys, we've been listening to you guys. We've been listening loud and clear. Hey, woman's perspective.
I think that was my wanna hear
a different perspective.
Yeah. Even my daddy was roasting us at one point.
Yeah.
Talking about, no, you guys are the same.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are niggas.
I think I'm a visionary.
So today we've got
shout out Elon Musk.
So today we've got YouTube Black Excellence Class of 2022. We've got Google Eting Yantuma, Podcast Queen, Top 10, Not 10, charting on all platforms.
Looking from Jolo
Superstar.
You remember us?
How could I forget?
No, you wouldn't forget. It was a moment. It started my career.
Really?
Yeah, career.
Please. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming through.
I'm not looking forward to this conversation, though.
Yeah, so today's conversation is nice, man.
We can't be that bad.
No, I feel like I didn't know we're going to be talking about what we're going to be talking about until 2 seconds ago.
Did you ask?
That's the beauty of like content creation.
I know.
You're always inspired.
No, I know what you're doing.
Always amazed. Always. And Google and I have always had conversations. And I don't like the conversation she makes me have with her because... You know, so it's my turn to put her on the hot side.
She's on the spot now.
Lord, okay, let's go.
Don't be nervous. So, if you guys are wondering what today's conversation is, it's gender roles, and obviously we can't have this conversation with just Malome's mic because that's very one perspectiveness.
You got it right with the news.
You always try to save it, but you saved it.
Never say. So obviously, you have to bring. I feel like Google's the voice of woman.
I mean,
if anybody was gonna speak for like you know a huge. A huge subset of women.
It's me.
It would have to be her.
You know what? I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to speak my friend's truth. I'm going to speak the truth that I know. I can't speak for all honeys, but like I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
Mm. We also trying to get some intel.
Yeah. Okay. I've got y'all.
Yo, first, tradition.
How are you? How are you guys?
Yeah, that's not the tradition. You first need to read the comment from the last episode. Yeah. Getting to how are
you? So I wanted to change the comments thing for this one. I want to give a shout out to a YouTuber. Like, switch it up. Like,
you know, nice.
YouTuber
that's
that we've been seeing, growing, like an up and coming YouTuber. So this is a YouTuber called Tumisho. He only has like 6 videos up, but he's a great content creator. Yeah. I think he's going to be the Mr. Beast of South Africa.
He's
an amazing content creator.
That's nice.
So big shout out to him. I'll put his link in the description.
Don't forget. I won't keep your word.
Yeah, for sure. So big shout out to you. You're doing great, bro. You inspire a lot of us. Your editing style is amazing. And yeah, bless.
Oh, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
Look at Tato.
So I feel like I always ask you, Google, how are you? How was Cape Town? Google and I went Cape Town for YouTube Black recently.
Yeah,
man, YouTube is nice.
Hey, dog.
Sometimes I think twice. I'm like, you know what? I should have started the channel.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know, Google's class actually graduated
this year.
The Cape Town trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm good. Cape Town was fun. A little too fun.
Yeah. No. We
is that
we
a
had
bad?
Fun.
That can't be a bad thing.
Questionable. But yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah. What's one thing you took away from the whole YouTube like experience? Like,
what did I take away? I really like being around other creatives. Yeah. Like, I like hearing and relating to like our conversations because I feel like it's very hard sometimes for people that aren't creatives to get our wiles and our complaints. And sometimes people make us feel a little like silly for the things we say. And it's like, it's our job, bruh. So like, if I'm going to complain about the camera, I'm going to complain about the camera.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's just cool. I like having a space to relate. And also just being like with creatives that aren't just South African.
Yeah, because we have people from Ghana. No, there's no Ghanaians. We have people from Kenya
and Nigeria.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Mandy.
YouTube is doing a lot in Africa, like Africa, isn't it?
No, they're working.
Yeah?
They are working.
You guys seem to appreciate it.
Good plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's dope. Yeah. I think it's kind of cool because you guys put in so much work in what you guys do that there needs to be some... acknowledgement for what you guys do.
I think the support is just great as well.
Yeah. It encourages more people to get on the platform and
sure.
It allows for the space to grow.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. How are you, Matlady? Matlady was late today, as usual. Matlady was an hour late.
I was more late than Google.
He was meant to be home at 5:15.
Why am I in it, Matlady?
Oh, no, he just wants a cover.
This is your podcast, Puti. This is why you're in it.
I can explain. So I was at work. You understand? Okay. Sometimes, let me tell you about work.
Oh, okay.
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 That's all right.
Okay.
Now they're coming at you.
Okay.
Nah, so something came up out of my control. I tried my best to communicate professionally that.
No, you didn't.
I ran out of data.
Oh, no. You know.
There was no I'm talking to Lucas. I'm like, yo, Lucas, we need to speak about topics, bro. What are we going to talk about? Me and him are brainstorming. I'm like, shouldn't Lucas be driving?
And you're like, how far am I? I'm like, I haven't even left because somebody is not home yet. Oh, and you know what the worst part is? Yeah. He didn't communicate whatsoever that, hey, bro.
Communicate. I didn't communicate fully.
With who?
But I did. I said, Tato,
I thought you just said you communicated.
You're not communicating with the guy who teaches
professionally.
Who's gonna
these
guys,
were your
what's
words.
Going on?
No, we're asking.
I feel attacked.
No. We're just
we're
helping you with something called accountability.
You know what, guys? I'd like to take all the statements I've said before.
Okay.
I was being a loser. I made a mistake. I didn't communicate as I should have or how you guys expected me to. Because I did communicate.
Sounds like gaslighting. Yo, changing the narrative.
Yeah,
but I do apologize. I hate it when people are late. It should never happen. Wouldn't happen again. Hopefully. Yeah.
Okay, outside of that, how are you, Sean?
I'm alright. Since the last episode, a lot has changed. A lot has stayed the same. But I'm still okay. I'm doing well.
You've said absolutely nothing.
Yeah. You know, my follow-up question is, what has changed?
A few things have changed. The economy has changed.
Oh, oh my.
Yeah, the prime lending rate went up again today.
Okay.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
It's double digits now.
You know what I'm saying? It's getting hard to afford this lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, besides that, man, God is still alive. I'm Amen. Still alive. You guys are still alive. I'm doing all right.
Okay.
That's yeah. Is that a good answer for you guys?
Yeah, that was
a good
that's answer. Better.
We'll take it.
That's
a, you're getting there.
That's
better
how
than
you?
What you usually do.
Me, I'm good, bro. I just came back from Cape Town. So I'm like, I'm fresh. I'm inspired. Like Google was saying, I got to meet so many like creatives from like Ghana. From
she said Ghana again.
Because they were meant to be people.
You love Ghana.
Yes. Google and I in Ghana recently.
Yeah.
That's why.
And we told you guys are doing nice. Eh?
Bro.
Thank you, YouTube.
But it's about well.
But life is good, bro. Life is soft. Life is picking up. Like a lot of opportunities coming for all of us. Even you guys, Malumis Mike, which is really cool. And yeah, I was meant to go to Lucas and I were meant to go to Sun City tomorrow.
But my God is alive.
You guys aren't going to
Fontaine? No, I'm not going anymore.
We're not going anymore.
It's the Sun City takeover. Homecoming, Sun City takeover.
Tell her the full story, though.
So I was going with a specific brand.
Ish.
And then that brand was like, cool, I was meant to leave tomorrow. Everything is booked. And then a brand that I've really been wanting to work with.
Yeah,
hit
you
up. My manager and was like, yo, we in. And it's like four times the amount. And it's just like, it's like a dream brand to work with.
Yes.
So I was like, and I hadn't signed any contracts, you know.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what, Lucas, I'm sorry, boy. I'm going to have to.
Oh, no, you can imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
But I get it. I get
I
it. Objectively,
get it.
I get it.
There was
it
like, there was
four times.
It only makes sense.
Like, it's not even a conversation.
It only makes sense. Yes. And it's a better brand. It's a cooler brand. I actually prefer that one more than the alternative.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, what's up?
Wait.
What, what do you need?
Do you want to bash niggas, dog?
No, we didn't say any names.
Who do we bash?
Who do you know? What did we say?
Okay, sorry. Make it
I just wanted to
you are on edge. Is this what work has done to you?
Trauma.
You know what? One of these days, I want us to discuss like real freedom of expression, if it actually exists, or people just it's a figment of our imagination.
That's an interesting question.
Because he got so cagey.
No, I think I feel like Matlade is my HR, my PR. So he was thinking about like, are we messing up relationships?
Me, I like money and I like relationships that come with money.
I get that.
So I'm not gonna leave you and say I left you because of money.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
To me, it's always more than money.
Yeah.
Money
yeah.
is great, yeah. and I'm pretty sure the first guys offered you a decent amount because you're considering.
No, but we communicate with them and we explain to them exactly what we're doing. So it's a very fair communication, and the contract wasn't the greatest, and we spoke, so everything is grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
I think more than anything, I like that communication.
Yeah, communication. Because I wanted to do both.
Communication.
So I want to start off by saying, are you guys for gender roles? Or are you guys opposed gender roles?
Can I start?
It's not black and white.
Can I start? Of course. I am for 100% for gender roles.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you gonna leave him at that?
Nah,
I can't leave him at that.
Okay, what's your definition of gender roles?
It might be long-winded, but I'm gonna try the best.
And then we'll see if we agree with you.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you do.
I like that.
Confident.
But I hope if I am wrong, I would like to be enlightened.
Okay. Mm.
So I'm a firm believer that as a society, we need to play to each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
And we all have different strengths and weaknesses. If you are good at laying a few bricks, I think you should do that because that's what's effective for society.
Okay.
If you're good at making sure that people keep connected with each other, because that's also a separate skill. There's certain people that
can I stop you? I want you to, because I mean, speaking about gender roles, I want you to say like which gender you're referring to. when you speak. So you must be like, a man.
Because you said you agree with gender roles.
Yeah, because you agree with them, and I want you to, you know, I want you to be very clear on what you're saying, because I might be not sure, I might not be sure who you're referring to.
Sure.
So start again and be like, I think a man. I think a woman.
Ah, but no.
That was a gender role.
But that's what, that's what you believe in.
That's what I did explain, that it's going to sound long-winded. Yeah, I want to explain first where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. As I was saying, Tat.
Before you try to like marginalize your
for
opinion.
My opinion. Yeah. But anyway, I'm a firm believer that for us to succeed as a society, we need to do things that help society. You understand what I'm saying? So if somebody's good at bricklaying, that person must be a bricklayer.
Okay. Yeah,
if they want to be a bricklayer.
So like you're referring to a man now?
Nine times out of ten. Yeah, as you have seen in the construction site. It's all males.
It might just be gender bias.
Yeah, and I'm trying my hardest to not make it as simplistic as possible, because I do understand that things are nuanced. There's degrees of abilities that are different.
Yeah.
But in a sense of, if somebody needs to nurture, some people are not biologically gifted to nurture.
It's crazy that they're always fixing your mic on every episode.
I'm the talent.
I couldn't know.
As I say, there's certain things I expect a woman to be good at.
Such as?
Such as the nurturing thing that I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I tried to explain it differently. I believe women can bring people together. And I think there's a reason why it was designed that way. I believe there's a reason why God chose women to bear kids.
Yeah.
Because they have that ability, mm-hmm. scientifically speaking. Men generally do not have that. Okay. So for the sake of society and the benefit of, I do believe that we need to respect gender roles. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying people should be limited to it, but for the sake of the homies.
Yeah.
That's also like the homies. So no, wait, homies?
For the population. Ooh, nice catch.
And we're gonna dig deeper into all the different situations that gender roles are applied.
Yeah.
I just want to get like a broad view from everyone.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you guys have to tell me if you agree with him or not. Feel free to, but then what's your definition of gender roles and what do you believe gender roles should be?
You know, when Madari first said he agrees with gender roles and then proceeded to explain what he meant by it, I felt like I agree with the explanation, well, part of what he explained it to be as everybody has skills or a set of, let's just say skills that they're good at as compared to somebody else. And if you're better at something than somebody else, then you are more suited to do that thing. So I believe in that. It's not necessarily gender roles. I feel like gender roles kind of makes it like generalizes that women should do this, men should do that. I just think of it as more based on what you're good at, you should take advantage of that and apply that rather than you doing something only because you are a woman or you are a guy. To. Yeah.
Later.
I definitely am hearing Lucas. I don't necessarily think I believe in gender roles because I understand how much they cage people in society. And I think having to fit a gender role is like very taxing for some people. And it quite literally is against what they stand for at their core. So no, but I hear what you guys are saying. I hear you saying that people should play to their strengths, but it should be your personal strength, not what your strength should be as a woman or as a man.
Yeah.
You know, but in my personal capacity, maybe if I am in a relationship, I'm expecting of my partner to play a certain role.
Like what? Like what?
That I'm curious
but
about.
Okay, if I...
You can say it now or later because we're going to dig deeper now.
Oh yeah, no, we'll get there. No, we'll definitely get there, for sure.
No, keep watching to hear about her opinion.
Oh, watch until the end. Keep watching.
Also, I just want to say big shout out to all the platforms you guys listen to us on. Big shout out to YouTube. Big shout out to Spotify. We appreciate you guys for listening. Huge, massive. Also, if you guys don't know, we're part of the Africa Network podcast now.
One of them ones.
So it was just dope. That's why we have the space now to shoot. So shout out to you guys. Yeah.
We didn't speak about the space because we're switching spaces every
other podcast. Y'all just moving mad and y'all down in record.
Flex, is this the last one? No more changing locations, no?
Doesn't seem too... Okay.
Yeah, flex
approved. If you guys made up your mind now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Honestly.
It's crazy. We started on the couch.
Yeah, with
a couple of couches. We've been on a couple of couches. Pause.
But with me, I agree. I lean more towards what Lucas is saying. Sorry.
It's okay.
And then I lean more towards what Lucas is saying.
Yeah.
I think it's like, unfortunately, like, society has taught us what we should be doing and like what I Tato as a man can and can't do, and what Google as a woman can and can't do. So because of that and the brainwashing and everything, obviously that's what I believe in naturally, but there's a lot of things I unlearn as I go in life. But with me, like Lucas said, I want to play to our strengths. So what are my strengths, what are your strengths, and let's play to them, whether they're gender roles or not.
Wait, I want to ask something. Do you guys think, because you know everything that we come across now, it's more of something that has been a norm for so long in the past, and people make degeneralized it based on that. Do you think gender roles are out of pocket? Like they are far-fetched?
No, but before you go on, I just
ask us if we agree with them or not.
No, not agree with them, but do you think, no, generally, like there you spoke in a general sense of no gender roles, I agree with them or I don't. Yeah. But let's
do
make
I,
it
do I think
a
they
spectrum.
Make sense?
Do you think they, some of them make sense at least? Like, like are they all out of pocket?
Why do you think they became norms? That's the question you should be
asking. That's what I'm trying to get down to. That there, I think that there might be some of them that are based on
practicality.
Yeah, or practice, or general practice. Like like how Matladi mentioned nurturing. No. Like, for example, how Matladi mentioned nurturing. Like, normally women give, like naturally women give birth to kids and they will nurse the kid, all these things. That's what normally, that's what 9 or 8 out of 10 times, that's what you would see. I'm not saying there are no fathers out there that are more nurturing than the average guy.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that based on that 8 out of 10 times that it occurs like that, what, like that, aren't there other gender roles that stemmed from such instances?
You know my answer.
I don't know. I feel like these things make sense because we live in a man's world, bro. So everything makes sense for a man.
Okay.
You get me? So like even everything that you say makes sense. Is it far-fetched? Does it make sense?
Even your question, is it far-fetched? I think Tata was right. It's almost you asking if we agree with gender roles. I hear what you're trying to say because there's a degree to it. I guess you're trying to see if there's something that like there are gender roles that are more normal than others and others are like more, you know, I hear that, but I think it still boils down to whether or not you agree and believe in them.
I get that, but I just don't want things to be black and white. Generally, because everybody wants things to be a binary. It's either a 0 or 1.
Okay.
I feel like there's always something in between. Yeah. Like, we got here from somewhere. Like, there's something that led us to this moment. I just want to see if there's merit in how we got here. Okay. Or if everything about this situation is null and void.
I mean, let's go to the point Matlade was speaking. You were saying women are natural nurturers, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think a man can nurture like a baby? Oh, right.
Or learn to.
No, definitely.
100%.
Yeah.
If given the chance.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you, but it's like, that's all we've known.
Yeah.
Yes, a woman gives birth, but like, after that, like, the woman could dip, like, you could get, like, okay, I don't know. If woman
also, do you know what I'm thinking about? Because you know how you're asking if it's, like, the norm. Sometimes I look at, like, my parents' household and just black families around me and how they're structured, and it seems normal to us because it's been done for such a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, oh, this is going to be so crazy, but most of our parents are in toxic relationships.
No, definitely.
Yeah. And there's so many things that have been normalized in their relationship that when growing up, you used to maybe think that that was normal in a relationship.
Yeah.
So just because you see your mom taking care of the kids all the time and your dad at work doesn't necessarily make it right because that's what you've been seeing and what we've been conditioned to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, as much as we have been seeing it and it has been a norm, it doesn't necessarily mean that things should be then that way.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah,
I hear you, and it makes sense, and I'd wish for things to not be as I explained it. Nah? But you said something before this, because of gender, do you have certain expectations? Let's say now you have a partner. Tata tried to ask the question. You meet someone.
Yeah.
Is there anything generally you expect of him because he's a man?
Please answer freely. Like, don't be shy.
Yeah, of course.
It's a safe space.
It's no PC.
Not really.
This PC, is probably PC, but like,
this is the internet.
Be
it's
free.
Not a safe space.
It's not a safe space.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting if you're recording.
I think if I am, let me say this because I mean, y'all don't know like my sexuality.
Okay.
So if I am with someone, I am expectant of them
Sorry, I did assume. I did assume.
Yeah, it's okay. But if I am with someone, there are certain things that I'm expecting of my partner. Now, these things are general to some extent. Like, sure. If I am with you, no matter who you are, I do like to be taken out. I do like for things to be paid for a little bit. You know, but then maybe now when I'm with a man, there comes the aspect of protection.
Yes.
Because with a man, like genetically, you guys are bigger, you're stronger, and so forth. Yeah. So I definitely, when I'm with a man, that's a big thing for me. Like, if I don't feel safe around you, if I feel like niggas can pull up on us, like, I'm not going to be with you.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Same.
I'm not going to be with you, you know? But for the most part, I think I've grown to realize that, like, because I no longer have a particular gender in mind when I think about a partner, it's allowed for me to broaden my perspective of what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just specific to a man.
No, that is interesting. Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
When did you discover that you are open?
What is my sexuality? What are you asking me?
First, you need to start with what is your sexuality?
Yes, I was going
to
say, what is
and
that?
And then you can
guys, follow up on something else. Open to the... Open. Okay, let me... A lot of things I have to explain. I think differently. So, there's certain things...
No, I hear you. I get what you're saying. I'm teasing you.
Thank you.
We are.
I don't know. Yeah. I know that I am definitely attracted to more than just one thing, per se. Yes. And I don't necessarily know if that falls into, like, just woman, just man. I don't know if it's a personal thing, if it's, like, a personal connection that I have with someone, and that's maybe it. I think that's called, like, being pansexual.
Yeah.
So I'm in the process of figuring it out. So I haven't necessarily come out and say anything because I myself don't know, but I'm just allowing myself to be fluid and...
Fluid. No, but this is... Sorry, I have to ask another question. This is very interesting to me.
Okay.
I want to go back.
Yes.
Nah? So because you've tasted both sides. Let me rephrase. Nah? Because you experienced different sides. Mm-hmm. Nah? Would you say that, again, I'm asking the same question again, do you have different expectations based on the
if you're seeing a man or a woman?
A man or a woman.
Yeah, yes, there are. There definitely are things apply.
Do they stem from the fact that it's different genders?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's all I wanted to know.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I just think this is so interesting.
What do you expect from someone that is with you? Outside going out.
And you must... I wish for this question to be reiterated in this direction.
Oh, why of course.
I'm curious.
Of course.
Yeah, but like, what's your? If this is not here, this is unacceptable for me.
Ooh, like my... What do they call it? Like your... Like the thing where I'm just like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
It's the end. Honestly, it's... Like, if you're deceitful, if you're lying, if you're cheating, if you're, like, not a present partner. It's, like, it's very much about the character of the person. And, again, like, safety is a huge thing and how safe I feel around you and in your space. And if I feel like you are taking our safe space that we built for granted in any way, then for me, it's, like, it's a wrap.
Yeah, okay.
That's my biggest thing.
Then I do agree with you in a sense that that does not depend on gender.
Yes, character. But I will be honest that growing up, maybe like this conversation would have been different because there were definitely things I expected more from men.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, like what?
Like money, dog.
Oh, seriously?
No, fully. I think that obviously it's very dependent on each person. Like people need different things in relationships.
Yeah.
But like I do think that once upon a time in my mind there was a notion that men need to provide. Mm-hmm. Which I still think they do. But I wouldn't have had that maybe towards a woman if I was with her. But now I've realized that that's just important to me in general. So I expect for money to be present with whoever I am.
No, I get what you're saying.
And you respect the same expectation if somebody had it off you?
Yes.
Fair.
It was a quick yes. Yeah. But you do
understand. No. To have money, to spend it is different. But yes.
Oh, wait a minute. But you know what I mean both.
No, I know you can't. Mean both. No, I definitely would spend on a partner, regardless. I think if I love someone, there's nothing I wouldn't do for them.
Okay.
Love is tricky, hey?
Matladi, what do you expect from like?
Also, I was about to say, Matladi, what do you expect?
Much of the same things you expect. I like feeling safe.
Okay.
Physically and emotionally.
Yes.
And I'm not the easiest person to understand.
Okay.
So I like when someone at least tries to understand,
understand you. Yeah. Yeah.
And then looks is very important to me.
Of course.
Not very fair and valid.
Fat. You're on one today.
So you wouldn't date a honey who doesn't have a fat ass?
No.
Answer freely.
No,
that's not a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
It's one of those things. If I go to Spur, if I go to Spur and they bring out the birthday ice cream,
yeah,
and then they forgot the cherry, like it's not like I'm not gonna eat it.
What an analogy!
Like a cherry on top. No, I'm still eating that cream.
Oh my god!
That's fire. You lying? That was fire.
What are you giving him? What are those claps?
That's demonstrated. Okay.
Yeah. What was I saying?
No, you answered. Yeah. Lucas, what are your expected gender roles within a relationship? So what do you expect from a woman? And you can give me four things. You can just say it fast. You don't have to explain yourself.
The thing is, nothing is always as easy to answer. Personally, I don't think I have expectations from women because they're women. No, I don't. I don't. Well,
leave women. What do you expect from a partner?
A partner. Yeah. Sure. Much better. So I feel like from a partner, for me, like how Matlady said, I expect to feel safe, especially emotionally, because I'm not the most on the surface emotional person. However, it doesn't mean I don't feel. It's just that I express my emotions differently.
Yeah.
So I expect somebody who is mindful and open-minded enough to want to figure out how that works for me, the same way I'm trying to figure out how it works for them, because I would never treat the same person the same or two different people the same way.
Yeah,
I'm learning something and I expect you to be open-minded enough to want to learn something about me. So I want to feel safe enough to be able to express myself for who I am so you can learn who I am and make me feel comfortable. I want to feel appreciated. I want to feel loved because, you know, when you give, provide. But I also grew up in like a household where dad does dad things.
Yeah.
The ladies in the house usually do
the lady things.
But my mom was a bit different because she made sure I know how to cook. She makes sure I know how to iron my own clothes, how to wash my own stuff, how to clean after myself. My mom didn't compromise any of that because I was a guy. It's a bit different with my little brother, but with me, I think it's because I was left with her and it was just me, my mom, and my dad. So I would need to know how to cook. From start to finish.
But he doesn't eat pumpkin.
Don't bring up whack food. Anyway.
Whack?
He's a bit whack.
He's a bit childish.
Because you hate us.
I am.
You hate it.
I don't get it. Veggies.
Eat veggies. Like peas. What?
Those are veggies.
It's peas. Peas is last number, though.
Carrots, you know? Okay. Chakalaka way, you know? Chakalaka is a vegetable. I chose a vegetable. It's a vegetable salad.
No, here,
anyway.
I hear you. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so at home, I got to see the perspective of both sides because my dad is completely opposite to how my mom raised me to be. He is not clean the house type of homie. He is man stuff done. Yeah, with me, I can do a bit of both. So it kind of helped me understand that to be clean doesn't mean you need to be a hun. I feel like everybody should be clean. Everybody should know how to cook because it's a basic survival skills.
Yes.
You should know how to cook. Why can't you cook? So it's things like that. But at the same time, I do understand that there are some things because of there are constructs in society that have gotten us to where we are. Generally, things like, as a guy, I wouldn't know how to plait hair. But there are guys that know how to plait hair, but there are more women that know how to plait hair because they grew up in that environment where they did those things. But
they have to plait their hair.
Yeah, they have to. But we can plait. We have hair too. We just don't plait our hair because they always say you must cut your hair. But more of us have our hair cut because we grew up, our dads don't have hair. Oh. My dad doesn't have hair. So those kind of things. I do feel like there is some things that are, they came up, things have been practiced over time and they became a norm. Not saying they're right, but that's how it is. The reality is that. So yeah, that's my stance.
You know, I agree with you. I think gender roles are tricky, bro. I feel like for me, it's like in a relationship, I know what I like.
Yeah.
But obviously,
yes.
What I like is influenced by what I should be liking. Because I know with me, like, I don't like cooking. I can cook, but like my lady should be cooking for me. Like, I'll cook like
should
once
be?
A week. Yeah, she should be. That's what I want from her.
That's what he wants for himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I see someone, they know that like I'll cook.
So when someone cooks, it's a nice to have for you.
For me, cook is like a love language. Cooking for me is a love language.
Is it a deal? It's a deal breaker.
It's a must.
It's a must.
That's what he said. She
like
should.
If she can't cook.
Yeah.
Is it a deal breaker?
Or even let's say she can't.
It's not a deal breaker, but I'll just be like, I'll probably bully her for the rest of her life that she can't cook.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I'll still be with her. But like okay.
It's not a deal breaker.
So it's not
it seems like one of those things. If you met somebody else that could cook, it's gonna be like your relationship is getting shaky. Of some beast juice,
hey, bro. I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker, but I just wouldn't necessarily.
Do you expect it?
Yes.
You expect it.
I expect it. Mm-hmm. So like I like my lady to cook. Like literally if we cook 5 times in a week, I'll cook once. But every time you cook, I'll do the dishes, I'll clean up and everything like
but
that.
But in return of that, what do you do?
Okay.
Buy the groceries.
Or you buy the groceries.
Yeah, buy the food in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what do you think you should, in your household, ideal household?
Also, sorry, I just want to say, I believe in gender roles.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't ask you that, actually.
Yeah, I'm petty. I believe in gender roles.
I'm petty.
And I feel like, I believe in most gender roles. Not all, but most gender roles. But also believe in equality in the effort you put into the household.
Yeah.
You get me? So if you're cooking all the time, I need to be cleaning the dishes.
You need to pull your weight.
Or I should be cleaning as you're cooking, or I should be buying the groceries.
Yeah.
You get me? I don't expect you to cook and buy the groceries. I'm wild.
It's a lot. Yeah. Okay, wait. I wanted to ask this. Actually, I want to ask each one of you guys. Your household, ideal household.
Yeah.
What would the roles in that household be?
Okay, let me think. Cool. In that household, I'd say, like, we'd have to distribute roles. So I want to say the house would be the only thing which we do together.
Okay.
Like the bond of the house. So like I'll say, okay, cool, we've got a house. I earn this amount of money. I earn a certain amount.
Yeah.
A certain amount. But I'd want to cover a little bit more. Like maybe I'll do 80% of the house. I want us to do that together. Because I want you to feel like it's your home too.
Yeah.
You get me? Then from when it comes to school fees and all those types of things, I should be paying for those things. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to like small things like
because you're a man.
Because I want to do that. And also because I'm a man. Yeah,
what if she earns more than you? Like a lot more.
That'd be so
like
soft.
She's a gynecologist and she's raking it up.
Yeah, I'd probably still have the same sentiment.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably still want to cover more. And it's just like, if you have more, you should just invest your money more for like our kids' future or something. Yeah.
But you want to take care of those things.
Yeah, I want you to feel comfortable around me. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel like relaxed. I want your money to only work with certain things, but I want to cover for pretty much most of the things.
Where do you think, just a side question, where do you think
my
that's
dad,
then?
Bro.
Okay.
My dad.
I figured so it always needs to stem from somewhere. Well, usually stems from somewhere.
Like my parents are really cool, but like in terms of the cars at home, my dad will buy a car, my mom will buy a car. You get me? And then they share the cars. And then in the houses, my dad will buy a house, then my mom will buy a house. You get me?
Yeah.
So they've got like 3-4 houses like amongst each other. And then they like, I'll buy, you buy, which is hella cute.
Yeah.
Which I think that's how it should be. But when it comes to school fees, university, my dad paid for everything. And then my mom took care of us. Like she took care of us. She took us to school, all those things.
So you want, I realized that, you know, in life, we always attracted to what is familiar to us. Like hard for us to deviate from what we know.
But 100%.
I'll
answer your question. I think with what you're saying, and just from my perspective, I don't fully agree solely for this, because I feel like you put a lot of pressure on yourself. So now if you are in a relationship, for whatever reason, God forbid, you are not able to provide the things that you want to provide, that will kill you.
No, it won't. If the thing is that like I know that like if I'm in a situation where let's say my brand deals are low, and it's like all my money's low, and I've got a partner, I know I can easily say, baby, things aren't going well for me right now. Can you please cover for us? I'm gonna come back. And I'm gonna explain to her the long term, like how I'm gonna come back. I would not be shy to be like, yo, baby, like I'm struggling, I need your help.
Okay.
Because literally we're there to help each other, we're there to create it like an
empire. It's more of ideally you'd like to be the
guy. That's what I like to do.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that's fair. Okay.
And I've seen myself like when I'm with like a specific girl, like I tend to want to pay for certain things.
Yeah.
If another goal, I'll pay, but then I'll feel like I'm paid.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You're not doing it like you're not grand and like,
you're doing it, Marie, like
every day.
Yeah, literally, you know, like, this honey.
You know when I have a problem with that is gratitude. You know when I'm expected to do things, that's when I don't want to do it.
I log off.
Don't want to do it. But if I can see or if I want to, if it just comes from deep inside,
I've had two types of goals, A and B.
Yeah,
I've probably spent, let's say, $1 million on A.
Yeah,
and then $1 million.
No, man, sorry, let me speak relatively.
Yeah,
I've spent 10,000 on A.
Yeah, 10,000. I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna react like that.
I spent 100 rand on A.
No, I got 100.
Spent 100 on A. I spent 10 on B.
Yeah,
that 100 on A, I don't feel easy. It. I don't care. I'll do it again and again and again.
Yeah.
That 10 on B, I'm just there, like, I'm looking at her like,
Marawa.
I'm gonna get back home here and be computer. I'm Lapisa. So, like, yeah.
Okay, hey guys.
Hi.
I am Sima Fio. So, basically, I just want to know, why is that your perspective?
Yes. So, basically.
And what's the difference between the two?
Yeah,
women?
I can explain to you very nicely. So, with A, she appreciates. She makes me feel loved. She speaks my love languages. She takes care of me. She thinks of me. She can see if I'm spending too much. She's doing everything she can to make sure that I'm happy too. She's communicating how she feels. B is just around to live a soft life. B doesn't communicate about how she feels about me. B doesn't care about
she's
me.
It's not for you.
B is just what I'm paid and that bangs for her. B is just enjoying my money. You get me? I communicate to B, I say, B, this is my love language. She goes, okay, cool. Does she do it? No. She doesn't. Why doesn't she do it? Because she thinks she doesn't have to do it because she thinks she's the prize, which is a big problem with people in relationships. Someone thinks they're the prize and no one is the prize, but we're each other's prizes. Yeah. That's why I don't like B.
Who's A?
Who's A? You know who A is,
though. You're going to be.
Also, you shouldn't be with people who have nothing to lose.
That's true.
So the reason why you end up with 100% is because she has nothing to lose.
You know, the reason why I end up with B because I'm lonely, bro.
Yeah.
I'm lonely and you don't know who to give a chance to in this world. I really believe in companionship and I love being around people. So I unfortunately am a body. So if I see someone give me a little bit of attention, I'm going to give them my all.
I'm in love.
Okay, we're going back to more accountability. That sounds like your choice, like your fault. You chose B.
You chose B. Of course I chose B. That's I'm paying for B.
Yeah, you're not me, man.
No, paying for it, but he's saying it's not coming from a good place. Yeah. So he's going to do what he has to do, but he doesn't want to be doing it.
You really can't blame B for
I care.
No,
B is.
No, B is being B, dog.
Yeah, B is being B.
That's why B was evicted from the house.
That's fair. Yes,
that's fair. But like, B is being B.
B is being B, and then Tato has the right to be like, because you're being B, dog, I'm outie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you knew B was B when you showed up.
I did not.
But he didn't know B was
B. I didn't know B was B. I'm getting to know
B. You get to know someone, then you realize that, like,
we need to speak about how, sorry, Gugu. We need to speak about how long it takes to see red flags.
Yeah,
you
bro.
You should know.
True.
You should know.
That's a beautiful. Wow.
But there's some, you know, some things you can see off the surface. There's like a
that's
few.
True.
There are a few indicators you like can pick up on, and you know, like last week we were talking about like situations or a few weeks back, and there's like the dating phase.
Yeah,
like people confuse dating to like orajola. It's not the same. We're going out. We're getting to know each other. That's what dating is. So during that phase, there are important conversations you want to have.
Yeah.
Oh, and actually speaking of dating phases, who's paying for that bill?
The man should be paying
the
for
person
that.
Who asked the man.
Yeah, I was
who
about to say.
Initiated the date?
You know, whoever initiated the date.
Let me tell you guys all something. Man.
You, okay,
women love saying the person who initiated. When do you guys initiate?
I've come across women that initiate.
How many times?
A couple of times.
In comparison to the amount of times you initiate?
Yeah, that's but that's a fair because question. we don't throw willy-nilly. Like
they're not like us.
Are you saying we throw willy nilly?
Yeah, for sure.
Also, guys, maybe we should be listening to this because
literally
we're doing too much.
Like I think hands throw when they genuinely see that there's some sort of potential. I may not know you, but like there's definitely something I'm attracted to. I like you for a specific reason. Whereas guys, it's like you're hot, you're nice, I want to speak to you now, and then you're gonna find out she's B, then you're upset. But like as a honey, I might like actually chill and be like, oh, actually I've been, you know, like, oh Tato, your tweets are interesting. Like maybe I like the way you think a bit. Oh, like you're kinda cute, like Matladi. Like I think we take longer to throw because one, we don't like rejection, so we want to be more sure of when it
no
is that we throw.
Rejection.
No one does, but honey's more.
When you say throw, do you mean like shooting a shot?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking
like
about like
proactive.
We've shot our shots. We're dancing now.
Oh.
How many times do women suggest that we should go out when we're dancing.
You got okay. I've let come me not, across so you're that. Gonna, yeah, I was going to say.
Far-fetched.
Yeah.
I hear it's what you say, but how often?
It's like how she mentioned. Now, more often than not, we are the one starting things.
Yes.
So if I'm starting something, right, I'm going to pay for that.
Yeah.
Because I started it.
Yeah.
But there are instances where somebody shows an interest in you, mm-hmm. and they're actually proactive about that.
So you're an engineer. You do data and then all those things.
Yeah.
Now, out of all of the honeys you've been with, now I want you to do an average analysis. Just take all of the times that they've all asked you. Is it a fair amount of times in comparison to the amount of times that you have asked them out?
But or you've asked one that's person. That's very an objective. Outlier.
That changed your life.
My opinion.
I'm removing.
Based on that.
Here's a data set.
Fair enough. It happens more often that I'm doing the pain than it does that it's happened to me. But I'm saying that it's not like far-fetched that it happens. Like it's not wild. It's not an anomaly. It's normal. It actually happens.
Okay, can I ask? Let's now speak in the context of a relationship. You guys are obviously you guys have had girlfriends. Are you guys telling me that you're... Yeah, sorry. That was...
No, he's wild.
They've all the people in there.
And I felt bad.
For not having a girlfriend.
No, I was like, I'm assuming he hasn't had a girlfriend. Can't do that. But in your relationships, you guys never felt that the woman initiated when there was love and she really cared.
In a relationship, it's different. It's different because... A relationship is different because you're not each other's pockets. So it doesn't matter who initiates in a relationship.
So you're talking about the stage right before you...
I'm talking about dating.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're going out on guys, really?
We're going out on dates.
Yeah. I'm talking about the dating phase, when we're getting to know each other phase.
I still feel like I have definitely, and my friends have, like at that point where I feel someone and I want to see you, I can fully be like, hey, dog, let's do something. And knowing that I initiated means that it will be on me.
I don't know. You're a rare breed. Maybe it's the
goals I need. I need to be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not often.
It's not often.
It's almost, I can speak about a recent event. Won't mention names,
but also, wait, I think I'm lying to some extent.
Yeah.
But you know,
women, some women.
It depends. Yeah, it's some women.
Some women will initiate.
Yes.
And then when it's time to pay, still look at you.
Facts. And I definitely that have been crazy. With people where I initiated and I still let them pay, but that's because they wanted to. Like, even if I wanted to pay, I was so comfortable in the role of not paying because I knew they wouldn't let me. So I could say, let's do this. They didn't want.
Yeah, that's different.
And Jaze Lapara, you sit back and make eye contact.
Yeah,
and I can't do that.
And don't reach anywhere. No. Sometimes you gotta. Like, I've learned something. If I express something, if I don't, like, you have to stand firm by what you believe in. If you believe that, if you don't start something, you have why you took me out of my space and said, hey, you want to see me and you want us to go wherever you want us to go.
Mm. Yeah.
If money was going to be a problem, it's a conversation you should have brought up
in the beginning. Yeah.
So now if you look at me, okay, look at me.
Mm. Yeah.
But like, then what? Say something.
Also,
I'm
hearing Lucas, because if you can't do it, at least be like, yo, babe, I want us to do this. I'm initiating it, but I'm broke right now. Like, I'm going to need you to cover it, and then you have that conversation. But don't go there, like, having initiated, and then now suhlele kanje.
Oh, well, we want to look at each other, staring contest, let's go.
Yeah.
It's easier in a relationship, but it talking stage
no,
is
yeah,
easy.
No, but it's the more I've allowed myself to... Because I used to battle with this thing of being a provider, and I wouldn't start something unless I can see it through.
Yes.
So I won't, if I feel like I'm in a bad financial position, I'm not going to hit on girls. I'm gonna just going to do that.
Oh, no, that's
because
crazy.
Because I want to take you out.
Good.
If I can't do that, then get the chance now. I'm wasting both our time, and I'm gonna, you know, more than anything, actually more than. Considering I'm wasting your time, it's more of I'm making myself feel uncomfortable.
I get it.
I am
like,
not.
I can't experience you the way I would like to experience you and have us do certain things.
So, I'd rather not. So,
I get that.
Because I've allowed myself to engage more regardless of that fact, I'm not going to start something, but I'm not going to block something from happening. If I meet Gugu, we out and I meet Gugu and I like her vibe and we start speaking, it's chats, I'm not. Yet, I might let's say I'm in that position where I wouldn't have started anything.
Mm.
I'm not going to start anything. I'm not going to say, hey, I want to see you when I know that I can't.
Yeah.
But if you say you want to see me, I am more open to that because I understand that you want to do it because you want to do it.
Yes.
And it's not because you're expecting me to do something. So that's why I can go to a date and we'll make eye contact because I thought this is what you wanted to do and I thought you thought this through.
Mm.
You must teach us. I don't have the...
Oh, no, I'm also learning. It's a revelation.
I agree. I've seen in practice where if you do communicate or it's understood that, hey, if you want me outside,
You need to get me outside.
Yeah.
Don't say you want me outside and then I'm inconvenienced. Now I don't pay for my car because I want to be outside. Is that how, is that the lengths you're willing to go to?
It's an example.
That's a big example. Maybe your airtime, you know, you skipped a lot of steps before you got to pay for installments.
Look, whenever my lady is done with that car.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I should get rid of my car.
And I've been in that position.
Yo, that's your first inclination? I should get rid of this car.
Yeah. I want to wrap up soon.
Do people want long form it?
People want long form it.
I didn't answer your question.
Yeah.
About the household and things you expect.
Yes.
You touched on it. No. I'm the biggest fan of a dual income home.
Yeah.
That thing looks exciting. Mm. Are you telling me that someone is capable of, I'm assuming you're going to date your peer. So you're saying effectively in the household, you have double the salary. But what I wanted to add on your thing, I believe things must be proportional. If the woman earns more, I think we should have the luxury of just enjoying our money together. So if you earn more, you should pay more. The same way tax has been dealt with.
Okay.
You earn more, you pay more. And I guess in that sense, I get the benefit of being in a partnership with you.
That's powerful. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Yeah,
but
you,
but it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, yo, you earn more, so than you, would me, you pay more.
Yeah, I still want to pay more, even though you're making
even if
more.
You can't.
That's it goes back to what Matadi was saying. If you can't do that, it might just break you.
It's toxic behavior.
Okay, but I'd never do something that I can't do also.
Well, what if that's you can do something too. Right now and then you can't do it later? Like you start doing this
then I'll fall on it.
Yeah, that's voice. A different conversation we would like to have okay. about people changing their minds, because you can say you are this person at the beginning of a relationship and then you get
something else, yes. Okay.
Yes, but then with you, household, ideal?
Again, it's very broad for me because I don't really know what it's going to look like and I don't really know what like...
Just
part, but you have expectations.
No, necessarily.
Yeah, for sure. Generals. I think I would like, I like a dual income is important. I'm going to make my money. I know that for show. I'm not going to be with someone who's not making money. Periana periolis.
Per.
And yeah, I think especially when it comes to a home and kids, like I think both playing a part in maintaining it is important because it's something you're building together.
Yes.
And no one wants to feel like they're doing more and supporting the family more and the kids more than the other person. So, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Like, if I'm with a guy...
Of course.
Yeah, it's like... No, I would want to pay some of the bond. I need that in my name too. Yeah. I was actually going to be like,
see what I was saying?
I hear you.
But it's
yes.
also important. Can we feel useful? It's, I think everybody wants to be a part of something.
Yeah.
So if you have an opportunity to pay a bond, why not?
Yeah, for sure. But I think I'm not opposed to the idea of one person paying more when they can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like for me, that makes a lot of sense. It's just like if you're making more money than what I am and you're comfortable to do this and it's coming from you and I'm not imposing it, grand. And if I'm in that position and I'm also being like, yo, babe, relax, I can do this, that's cool. Yeah.
Which brings us to a topic we need to do in the future. Yo, you guys hear my voice? A topic we need to do in the future. Like we need to
hit. His balls drop.
I forgot what I was saying. La bora.
But yeah, one of those other conversations we should speak about.
Delay the change.
That's true.
Delay the change.
Every day.
Every single day.
Can I focus on delay change? I forgot. No, man. Sorry.
Yeah. But that was amazing, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Malomis.
Is that it? That's I have a few more questions.
Yo, Tato will cut this podcast very quick.
I don't think so. This question, we'll in the review, we'll look at it. Now, if it's appropriate, we'll stick. If it's not, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But let's say you're in a situation.
Yeah.
Who pays for the morning after pill the next morning?
I hope you guys answer this correctly. Genuinely.
That is...
Let's start with Tato.
Let's start with Tato.
For the morning after pill.
Yeah.
It's me, bro.
It's you.
I'm going with you.
Why? Because you're not it.
No, because I want to make sure that you take it. That's what I'm paying. I'm taking you to the place. We're going, we're buying it. I'm buying you a bottle of water. If you want Powerade, I can get you Powerade.
You're getting everything.
I'm popping it for you. I want to see it in your head. I want to see it in your mouth. I want to give you a lambs that to make sure. Yeah. Give you a lambs to just make sure that thing is in your mouth.
We'll take it, baby.
Why?
What do you think, Lucas?
What do I think?
You answered.
No, listen. Okay, anyway, I don't think... Like whoever wants to, like it's just if I'm asked to, I'll do it. Yeah, but if you want to do it, then do it.
Yeah.
Like there's no I'm expecting you to do it. Even if you did expect me to do it, it's one of those things. It's less than a clip of a crying out loud.
I think
that's the issue. It's less than a clip of a crying out loud. So open your wallet.
Ah, Joe, I'm more than. But if you walk into the store and go to the counter, grab it and go to and pay.
Okay,
yeah,
stop. Let me pay for this.
No, no. Morning after was too simple. You can pick up 100 rand. Let's say now it's the A word.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you see, now that's different.
Who pays for it? Whoever wants it?
Whoa.
I'm asking. I got to be having here a conversation, guys.
But I mean,
I think we should sit down and have a discussion.
I was about to say, you have to start with the fact. You have to go back to the point of, like, do people agree with abortions here?
Oh, you want to ask? You want to start with that question? You want to start with that question?
Oh, I would never answer this publicly. Sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. That's why?
Asking about abortions publicly?
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I think it's a very personal.
It's very personal. What do you think about abortion?
Well, no.
I think
so
everybody.
It's also very tricky because it's tricky.
We're not speaking about abortions.
Okay.
100%
We definitely cutting that out. And thank you for the
agreement.
Let me speak to
So now we're just talking when the cameras are
the morning
off
the record. After pull.
Oh no, we back.
How
are
we gonna cut back the morning?
No, we'll chop. There's editor. There's an editor.
If you wanna edit here, we can.
Nah.
You have an editor, that guy.
Google on here. Google speak.
Okay, we can end here. Sorry. For me, just offer.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about who pays for it, but I think I would really appreciate it if the person I was engaging with.
Us too, Google. Us too, Google.
What do you
offer,
mean?
Offer something. Offer something.
No, but
even us, want you to offer. Want you to be like, hey, the book up. Hey, do you want me to contribute? So I can say no.
Let's have a conversation.
Don't just
is what I always
go.
Say.
Don't all of a sudden your blood needs to go to the bathroom now.
Hey, but no.
Offer.
Yeah, you know who was off the record, didn't you? Now we need to edit again.
All of a sudden, you're on TikTok with the book. Offer. Offer. I'm going to pay, but offer.
Yeah.
No, but let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation like grown-ups. Let's say, oh, we should probably get the morning after pill.
Yes.
And if anybody, and it's like there are subtle things that can help you see or gauge who you're dealing with.
Do you know
if
what?
They don't offer and you like things being offered, that's not your guy.
Yeah, for sure. You're right. Yeah. Like, I don't think I'd take it personally. Personally, but the baby gotta go, so I'd have to do what I have to do. Like, I'm like, I'm not gonna fight you over 100 rand. Like, I'm gonna actually do what I need to do. I'm gonna leave you.
Yeah.
But I think it's, it just came and it left. It's gonna come back to me.
It goes crazy. That's what the morning after pill does.
I like that.
Oh.
Next to GNL1.
For me, I think it's like the least you can do is pay for it because I think men don't necessarily understand the effects of the morning after pill.
That's the
least.
So it's like for me, I'm going to be sitting at home. I'm going to have the cramps. I'm going to be bleeding out for however many days. The least you could do.
Has the morning after pill do that?
Yeah, it's
yes,
bad.
It's bad.
Nah, it's bad. It's last resort.
Definitely. It's bad.
The morning after pill.
Yes.
You thought
and
it was
I know men cycles. Are so desensitized to it because like on the timeline, you know, honeys be joking, fetus deletes, like I pop the morning after pill, trink. Hey.
We see it like duct tape.
I thought it was just like I thought it was like taking like your contraceptive.
No, it's not.
Shit, boy.
Nah, it's bad.
Even contraceptive has been
Even a contraceptive.
Yeah, but I know the effects of a contraceptive.
Crazy.
Yeah.
No, but they're different for different women. Like
they don't react the same way.
Yeah, no, I know that too.
Oh. Shout out to knowledge.
Tato's done with us. Thanks, guys.
We'll close it off.
It's like it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
We heard you.
Yeah.
We tried, guys.
You too. Shout out for coming on.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Shout out to
coming on. It's always a pleasure seeing you.
Always lovely seeing you guys.
I like how you think. I appreciate your voice. Thank you again.
You.
This is what you should have done on Looking from Joel, man.
What?
Like the word. You see,
I like your voice.
Now you're comfortable.
He had no words in the beginning.
My name is. But yeah, guys, if you guys enjoyed this podcast, please give us 5 stars. If you guys want to give us 3 stars, give us 5 stars and tell us why you wanted to give us 3 stars because that doesn't make sense. But we want to learn.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll work, but give us 5 stars.
And thank you for watching.
We'd like to hear everybody's opinion.
Yeah.
And also, I'm going to definitely have you guys on my podcast.
We'll send you the red card.
No,
I'm still free. I'm still free now. Like I'm still, you know, testing the waters.
Okay.
So like, you know, free talent.
I'm down.
If you're on YouTube, please like, subscribe, comment down below. If you're on Spotify, any other place, please share.
And guys, follow me on Instagram. I'm still under 10,000.
Nah, don't follow him. He's not going to. I don't do anything. Don't follow him.
There's no purpose.
He doesn't try. Sure.